Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. It's actually just me today, and I am going to talk to you guys about grief. I know that is one of the things that I really started a message about grief, and I really feel like it's because we are very grief phobic as a society. And I'm not going to play a song. I might play a song at the end. So this one is going to be like a little bit different. So I just wanted to first just talk about really the gifts of grief. And I know maybe some of you guys listening are like, what in the world? The gifts of grief. It doesn't sound like those two words even go together. And I always say that grief is actually the gift that keeps on giving and giving. And I'm going to explain that here in a little bit. And I know a lot of y'all are like, what in the heck that she's talking about? But this will come full circle for you once I get into this topic. So anyway, let's just get into it. As you guys know, I know if you follow me on social media, if you have followed me, like you know me in person, you kind of know my story, but I'll just give you a little snippet of it. I lost both my parents to drug addiction, and then I recently lost my twin brother. When I lost my twin brother, it actually brought up so much trauma for me of growing up in addiction. And then recently, just about a year ago, I lost my papa, which is such a great loss because he's the one who raised me because both of my parents were addicts. So I was raised by my grandparents. And so he just passed away. And so now I just have my nan left. And so I've just experienced a lot of grief, and I've struggled really to show up in that space of wanting to talk about it. And I really feel like it's because people know me as High Vibe Mama. And so, I'm this like rad fitness instructor and, teach women fitness and then, teaching them about nutrition and health. And just like I talked about in my last podcast, is that really it came to my awareness in such an abrupt way, a lightning bolt. It really came to my awareness that my emotional health was struggling and that I put it off and put it off. And I actually hid what was really going on emotionally with my physical health. Like, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And it really started to show up for me, especially this was around year two of my twin brother passing away, which now we're going on 3 years. It'll be 3 years in December. He died 3 days before Christmas. So anyway, I just kind of want to have a podcast about this and talk about this, especially, lots of moms that message me about just navigating grief and what that looks like and what it feels like and how are we supposed to do it and how are we supposed to do it as moms? And I know I've said this over and over and over, but y'all, grieving as a young mom is hard. That was the hardest part for me, is I'd always just pray and ask God, like, why now? Like, why do I have to heal this trauma now? Because I'm so busy. Like, I have a 7-month-old baby. Like, I have a toddler. I've got 2 babies in diapers. I've got, kids going into middle school that need me emotionally, and I can't even be there emotionally for myself. Like, I'm emotionally distraught. I feel numb. I feel like I can't function. And so I'd always just ask God, like, why now? Like, why am I doing this right now? And I know that answer now, but going through it was really hard because even though it would have been hard, 10 years down the road, I will say it would have been easier for me to navigate it, because I wouldn't have to be showing up so much physically for other people and emotionally for other people, that I really could like hone in and do the healing work that needed to be done. And I'm still healing, you guys. Like, I know that I preach and teach a lot of things, but there's still a ton of stuff. Just like our last podcast, we talked about EMDR therapy. I haven't done that yet. I haven't done, you know, some acupuncture, astrology, like she's talking about. I've tapped in through energy work and my chakras and meditating and, you know, intentional body movement, like I teach, and intentional workouts, moving your body, because you guys, grief is just energy. That's all it is. And it spins very slow. That's why our body hates feeling it. And so we have to do a quickening within our body. That's why I love movement so much and preach movement so much for healing. And I love tapping women into powerful music and intentional movement to help heal the body. And it works, okay? We can talk about our grief all we want. We can journal about it. But until we actually have movement in that, that's when change happens. And I love this saying. I say it all the time. Transitions in life are inevitable, but transforming is up to us, and we have to do that work. And so with that, I just want to get into this podcast and really talk about the gifts of grief and what those are. So I would say that, you know, going through this, there were so many things that changed in my body. Like, I had sensations in my body that I could not explain. I had a constant panic or missing, like something was wrong when my twin died and was experiencing so much trauma of growing up in addiction. I felt like this constant void, like just something's wrong, when nothing was wrong. I mean, my kids were playing and happy around me, but I'm like, something's wrong. Like, I feel a constant void. My heart rate variability changed. My body temperature changed, you guys. So even though I was feeling this emotionally, like, my body was feeling it physically. And that is why, as a health coach, I talk about physical and emotional health being in synergy together. And let's just be honest, my identity changed, right? And so I feel like I was putting on this facade, and a lot of things with your identity of being a twin or growing up in addiction or losing both your parents, like, just my identity was shifting. And at the time I felt in a bad way. And now I know it needed, like, I had to unbecome to become. And then just feeling kind of so out of alignment a lot of times. And the weird thing was, is I didn't feel like my life was out of alignment. Like, I had a successful business, a nice house, a nice car, a beautiful family. My kids are rad. They're awesome. But just inside, just feeling so out of alignment, so sad. So I would say grief, depression was really taking over. And I want you to know that going through this taught me so many beautiful things. And that's why I call them gifts. And I remember there was a time that it was so hard for me to say this. And just know, wherever you're at in your grief journey, it's okay if you're not here yet, because it takes time. But really writing down, what are the gifts that have been given me from all of these deaths in my family? What gifts have I received? And literally, I remember writing these things down and my hand shaking, really. And it was my body ready to release this. And so with that, what do I say? What are the gifts of loss, the gifts of grief, the gift that keeps on giving? And that is, loss, like, helped me appreciate time and moments and really deeply soak in people that I love. And what I mean by that is, like, really deeply soak in people. And I now make it, like, really weird how I tell people how much I love them and how much I care about them. And I think we just don't do that often. And trust me, regret is something that you don't want. And so really just deeply soaking in who people are, their why, like, wanting to truly know people deeply, because I have felt hurt and pain and sadness so deep. And then the other thing is that loss taught me that a nice house, car, clothes, all of those things that I talked about, like, actually none of it matters. It showed me how much I truly didn't care about those things. The only thing that matters was relationships. And think about that for a minute. The only thing that truly matters is your relationships. Like, what can you take with you? What are the things that truly, truly matter? It's none of those things. Money, car. Yeah, those buy you choices, and who doesn't love to have choice? But really, when we get really deep down to it, relationships, and then wanting to just strengthen those relationships and fulfill those relationships and be constant in those relationships because they matter so much. Loss taught me that addiction doesn't discriminate. I remember thinking to myself when I heard the news that my twin brother had passed from this, I was just so shocked because I did not think that this could plague our family again. And it did. But then kind of coming out and telling these stories, so many people messaging me and telling me their stories of how addiction took their person that they loved. And I realizing that addiction just doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how poor you are. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, this much or this or that. Like, it doesn't discriminate, because that's how addiction works. And maybe that's for another podcast, but that's what it really taught me too, is that addiction, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're a man, doesn't matter if you're a woman, doesn't matter if you have kids or don't. Like, it is not discriminatory. And maybe I'll go deeper on that on another podcast. A loss taught me how I am not in control and I can't control outcomes. And I feel like, isn't that funny? Like, we think that we have a lot of control, and then all of a sudden we don't have the control and our mind gets crazy. I know that that's honestly how it went for me, is that my mind just went nuts because I knew that I didn't have control. But then when I really didn't have control and I lost all these people, it was just triggering and shattering. And in these moments of tragedy, you guys, we become more aware than ever that life is just so fragile. Tomorrow is never guaranteed. Your next breath is not guaranteed. Everything we have in this world could be taken away in an instant, and things can change so quickly. But still, we often believe that we have some amount of control and the unthinkable would never happen to us. We have overwhelming fear that invades us when reality confronts us, leaving us literally frantic, y'all. And this is how I felt, grasping for control that we just don't have. We don't have that in loss, you guys. You guys, life is so precious. And that's what grief taught me, is about control, is that life is truly precious. And that I just know loss and trauma so well because I've experienced it. And it becomes almost a power thing where it's something that you have endured. And because you know of how you don't have this control anymore, you can't control everything. You don't have control of outcomes. That you can stop the fear, guilt, and shame against yourself. Because I know that comes up a lot in grief and trauma. So the next thing that it taught me is that loss has helped me, and grief and trauma, you guys, stop and smell the flowers. And not just stop and smell them, like really stop and inhale them and breathe them in and observe them, learn about them, learn about their details without rushing, being still and just enjoying the moments. And if you guys know me, I'm a very quick person, I would say. Like, I do things very quickly and I have a lot of energy. And so a lot of things were just really fast paced before me in my life, before, you know, I had this experience come up, this huge transition in my life. And like, really now, I mean, my kids think I'm crazy, but like, I'll just stop and I'll really take in that moment, because I feel like, you know, that all these moments have been lost or can never be fulfilled now. So I really just stop and really, really smell the flowers. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Loss told me to be and taught me to be compassionate. And that grief is my greatest teacher and will always be my greatest teacher. And really be compassionate, like giving people the benefit of the doubt and really looking at someone for how God sees them, not how I see them with their worldly eyes, like being non-judgmental. And I'm not saying be a pushover, because y'all know that I'm not a pushover. And I can go from like sage and essential oils to like piss and vinegar pretty quickly. And I'm not saying be that, but I'm saying to like have this really love and compassion for others, but also for yourself. Because with anything in grief, you need that. And let grief be a teacher for you. That's what I've learned, is letting it teach me. And when I have these huge grief waves that come, and trust me, I have them, I always ask myself now is like, what is this teaching me? Where is this grief wave taking me to learn and have more knowledge? Now, the next thing that grief has taught me in loss is that not to take your family for granted and to reflect and not regret. And I know I've talked about that. So like soaking people in, loving people, giving them compassion, but reflecting instead of regretting. And I know I've maybe told you my story, but I have so many regrets. So many regrets, especially with my twin brother. We were so close. We talked all the time, but we really, in the last, 5 years before he passed away, we didn't get to spend a lot of time together because I was just knee deep in motherhood, raising kids, changing diapers, getting kids in school, at this point, starting businesses. And we just always say, oh, we'll get together here. Oh, we'll get together here. And we just never made it happen. And so there is a lot of regret. There is, even with addiction, there's a lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda. What if this could happen? What if I did this? What if? And I promise you that will take you into a vortex that you don't want to be in. So when you find yourself regretting instead of reflecting, I want you to always reframe that and go back to reflecting on that. What could I learn from that? Loss also revealed that I matter, and my healing and my health are 100% worth pursuing. They're 100% worth taking time for. They're 100% of value to me and to you. So when I say I want you to put yourself in my position. Your health and healing are worth pursuing. Okay. Now, another thing that loss has taught me is to value my mind and my health and to exercise both of them. I know people think about like, oh, you exercise your body. Well, your mind is like a muscle too, and we have to exercise that. Your physical, emotional, and mental and spiritual well-being, they all have value and they all work in synergy together. Again, like on our other podcasts, you can't have one without the other, and you can't talk about one without the other. And they both work in homeostasis together. And when one's out of balance, the other one's out of balance. And so that came to my attention. And here's the thing is, you guys, I always knew that. Like it was something that I was aware of. But until I actually experienced it and lived it, and was a full-blown test of it, I promise you that is true. And that's why as a holistic health coach, that's why I talk about those things. That's why I talk about grief. That's why I talk about emotional health and physical health. And yeah, like we have diet and nutrition and moving your body, but that's why I talk about reducing toxic load, informed self-care, rest and stress management and emotional wellness, informed, and proactive, because we have to be, especially if you've experienced something so great and so much loss, so much trauma. Okay, you are of value and those things are of value. And that's what got put in perspective for me when experiencing this. Loss gave me a 360 degree look at life. What I mean by that is like literally full circle look at life. And it really was like, I can't bring my mom back. I can't bring my dad back. I can't change this trauma that happened to me. I can't bring my twin brother back. As much as I literally, you guys, I scream inside because my twin heart just, I still sometimes am in awe. I can't believe that he's gone. And I love embracing the word and instead of but. I can live vicariously through my parents, through my brother, through my grandpa that raised me who passed away. I can live vicariously through their stories. And my life is now a celebration of their life. And you are too. Like whoever your person was, your life is now a celebration of theirs. And here's the deal. Knowing this, I don't wish this pain on anyone. You guys, what I have endured. However, I do wish this perspective on everyone that I have now. And I understand if you're listening and you're just not there yet. Because I wasn't there. And a year ago, I wouldn't be able to give this podcast. Because I wouldn't have grown and I wouldn't be in the place that I am. And so that's the thing too, is that you have to give yourself time. And I hope listening to this podcast that it does help you, that there is hope and that there is something so beautiful on the other side of this. And no, grief never goes away. It's never overcome. Okay? It's not going to happen. I think when people say, oh, overcome grief, or it's like, no. It just changes. That's what happens. And you feel differently. But as I was saying, is I just wish this perspective on people now. Wanting to have this perspective is, again, I say it all the time, this is my tagline, transitions in life are inevitable, but transforming is up to us. And I'm still transforming, you guys. I give it to God like every day, especially when I have my big grief waves. And to know that this is so important to talk about, I feel like. Again, I know that I've said this so many times, is that we live in this grief phobic society that nobody loves to talk about pain, and people are so uncomfortable with your pain. And so they can't talk about it. And so I also want to talk about, as I talk about the gifts of grief, it's also feeling worthy of these gifts of grief and to know that you are worthy of this. You are worthy for this process. I actually just did a post about this, and I want to talk about this, is that you are worthy of grief. I know that everyone has this difficult time after their losses, and some of these obstacles come from our own personal challenges. And some of them just from what we're processing through, right? Like obstacles. Some come from judging or overthinking of comments that people have made to us. Some come from just your own sadness, your own anxiety, your own feelings. And sometimes it makes us compare our grief to others. And I want you to say, stop it. Don't gaslight yourself. Don't say that, oh, my loss isn't as bad as so-and-so because they had this type of loss, or they lost so-and-so, or, you know, their person was younger or whatever. Like, don't gaslight yourself and say that. And this is why I talk about the gift that keeps on giving, because grief is not only the greatest teacher and professor, I feel like, but it honestly transcends gifts to you all the time if you let it. And these are some of the gifts that it's brought me, is to know of like my worthiness of grief, to grieve. Because what I realized too is that when my twin brother passed away, I realized that I didn't really grieve my mother's death the way that I needed to, because I wanted to be strong for my grandma, you know, and I was young. And so I was processing this very differently. And it was very traumatic. You know, we found her in a hotel room and it was awful. There were bad scenes and like just, you know, when we saw her and her funeral and all of these things. And I won't get into too much detail, maybe later, on those things. And now I've had kind of a brain fart. I forgot what I was saying and talking about. But really, y'all, what I am trying to say is that there are so many gifts in grief if we just let them be gifts to us. And I know it's so hard and so tragic. But I see it. I see the strong women and moms that you are who are grieving. And the gifts that now are being transcended through you and through me and all that I've learned. And I know that feeling worthy of grief too is it's because people say crazy things. And I want you to know that to just give people grace, give people all the grace in the world when they say things. Because honestly, it's just because they're so uncomfortable with your pain and they're so uncomfortable with your grief that people don't know what to say. And so they say things like, oh, you need meds, you need counseling. At least you're not an addict. At least you're alive. You're so blessed and you're so grateful for all that you have now. It's time to move on. Just pray more. Just have faith. Just trust in God more. Everything happens for a reason. They're in a better place. God won't give you more than you can handle. Oh my gosh, that one. Or, you know, just asking you kind of weird questions, right? And know that they're asking you these questions because, again, you have been through hell. You have been through hell and back and experienced emotions that they haven't. And so they come with curious minds, right? And they haven't been given the gifts that you have been given to have that compassion and empathy because they haven't walked through it just like you. And so they ask weird questions like, how close were you? Did you have a family? Did this person? How did it happen? How old were they? You know, like they're always with you, right? Like, and just trying to say things to make you feel better. But then you know that this contributes us to feeling, and I want to say this too, this contributes to us feeling worthy of grief, but also feeling the gifts of grief that can actually teach us. And so I want you to know that the worthiness of grief is not related to how traumatic the death was or who it was, how old were they, how long it's been, et cetera, et cetera. And it's okay to struggle with that. Like, am I worthy to grieve this? And know that someone who is deeply loved and then lost, regardless of who they are, where they're from, or whatever happened, is just hard. It's just hard to lose someone who you deeply loved, period. And yes, you're worthy to feel this grief, and you're worthy of the gifts that will come from your grief. And I know it sounds crazy, you guys, especially who's ever listening to this, that, you know, it just happened or it's really early. Give yourself time. Society is, you guys, so grief phobic and wants to put a time stamp on grief or give you grief labels, you know, or, oh, it was just your cousin, just this. Screw the just, okay? I'm here to remind you that you are worthy of grief. You are worthy. Healing takes time and be patient, and you need to give yourself all the patience in the world, right? We need all of those patience. And really, I think grief has been like this call for me to like live more fully. You know, I always talk about this too, is like people always say, oh, would you die for your kids? Would you die for this? Like you die for this. But what about actually living for your kids? What about actually living for this? You guys, I have these convos with my kids all the time, especially for losing so many family members. Like, yeah, we lost our person and we would die for this person, but they died. So will we live for them? That's a question to ponder on and ask yourself. Okay. And I'd always ask the question to myself is, yes, I do want to live. And like I said, I never may know why God gave me this trial at this age in my life, raising all these babies. You guys struggling so emotionally, but having to show up physically and emotionally for my kids, you know, it's been so hard. I'll admit that. You guys, and just feeling it all. I want you to know that I've felt the grief. I've felt the suffocation. I've felt buried, just so raw and so real and so exposed. You know, grief exposed all the things that needed to be healed about me. And oftentimes, I'm not going to lie, I felt that I would rather die than feel this pain anymore. Or I was just slowly dying from the inside out. The sorrow was so intense. It would sweep over my entire body, you guys, and I would feel like I'm going to collapse. And at the same time, I'm talking about the gifts of grief. So I want you to know that even though I'm talking about the gifts, that I have felt that collapse. I have felt that anguish that you're feeling right now. I have, I promise you. And here's the thing, grief has so many layers, like an onion. You grieve things like we've talked about, like the loss of identity. You grieve your family. Like I know for me, I was grieving like, oh my gosh, they have this mom that's not even emotionally stable. But I want you to know that they also see you fighting. And I want you to know that that is worth every single penny, to see a mom that fights for herself emotionally and physically. And here's the deal. I've learned that this is not an excuse to avoid healing and living a healthy lifestyle, is your kids, or because you're so emotionally distraught. Again, what is the sucky thing about healing and going through grief is like, you have to do it. No one else can do it for you. And that this is the most amazing reasons why to heal your stuff, heal your shiz, like I say, so it's not passed down to your kids. And that is one of, again, I'm talking about the gifts of grief, the gift that keeps on giving. That is the greatest gift that I know that I'm giving my family and that you can too. It takes a purpose in life to keep living with loss. And it actually starts with your health and you. And like we talked about in the last podcast, like getting to know the layers of you. It starts with your health physically and emotionally. The mindset that you have to have about grief and these gifts is your health and your healing journey will help form the mindset, not only for you, but for your children, about their own health and healing journey. Because again, like we talked about control, we can't control everything and can't control outcomes. So we don't know what health and healing journeys are coming up for our kids. But that is one of the gifts, right? The gift that you can give back to somebody else or your family. You guys, you're showing your children how to live and thrive even through the hardest stuff. The hard stuff that just freaking sucks, okay? You are showing your kids that. I know I have. And I can see that now. I can see that gift. You guys, this is why I love teaching moms how to regain their health after grief and trauma through intentional movement, emotional healing, and lifestyle health rhythms, like I like to call them. Oh, such juicy, juicy, juicy stuff, y'all, right? We got to take a deep breath. You guys are awesome. Are you guys feeling it? I hope you're feeling my message and you're feeling my connection in this. And I want you to think of something else. This is another gift that grief taught me. It told me to change my I to we. Now, think about this analogy. I want you to think about this. Illness starts with an I, but if we change it to we, that word turns to wellness. Bing! Light bulb, right? You guys, embrace this journey, embrace this gift. And I know it's so hard. And I want you to know that I have so much compassion. But let's turn the I to we. When we have this perspective, you guys, our health and our healing is not just being about us, but it becomes about our family, our community, our kids, our future generation. It changes the energy of the why, and it changes the energy around grief. My health choices and the things that I do to help heal my emotions. My emotional healing would only pay myself dividends long term, but also my family, my community, our future. The we mindset instills confidence in both you as the griever and your kids as a mama. I hope this is resonating, y'all. I hope you're feeling this. I know that your kids are watching you. I know they're watching me. And serving as a healthy role model and really going through these steps, knowing that you're worthy to grieve, knowing that there's gifts that come from this. We are literally paving the way. And I know I always say this, or have I said this before? As much as we hate it, we have to embrace the trauma, mama, embrace the grief, and start the work. This is powerful work, the most powerful work that you will ever do. And I want to leave with this quote and saying, and I hope you are feeling my love and my compassion and my energy of this message of grief, the gift that keeps on giving, and just the gifts of grief. Here's the quote. It says, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how strong the man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in the worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at his worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." Mamas, your grief will be your greatest gift. Your grief is your gift. And I know grief can tell us lies. It can be our own worst critic, right? Just like this quote talked about, with our swollen faces, our tears streaming down our face, because we love deeper now, right? Because of what we've experienced, the trauma, the grief. Striving to find peace and, right, almost pinching yourself. Like, is this real? Is this my life? Is this real? Is this my new reality? Grief eludes us and puts us in the middle of the arena, doesn't it? It puts us in that arena fully exposed with everything that needs healing. But that exposure needed to happen, right? So we live every day with a deep gratitude of our breath, of mortality. We fail over and over, daring greatly to overcome, to heal our sorrow. I know you're feeling that. We have to walk through grief to know the joy and the happiness that can be. And I speak for myself. It has to be walked through. It has to be felt to heal. Feel to heal it. Heal for real. like I like to say. We walk through grief to know the joy and know what joy and happiness can truly be. I would say the number one thing, gift, that grief has taught me is that everything is connected. And I know I've said that over and over. I feel like a broken record. Your emotional health is connected to your physical health. Your health matters. Your healing matters. Say it with me. My healing is worth pursuing. My health is worth pursuing because it's connected. And once we heal that, that is how we can show up. That's how we can serve. That's how we can fulfill our purpose. Your health matters, and your body is an energy gateway that encompasses the spirit that truly wants to thrive. You guys, that's why I call my program Vibe and Thrive. Heal your shiz, like I say. Heal your stuff. Heal your stuff so the goddess and the woman will flourish and thrive. Heal that little girl so you can flourish and thrive, because you know what? You're worth it. I'm worth it. You are. I promise you. Promise. Even wherever you're at on your grief journey, because man, this is such a long journey and we're on it forever. It's like a constant roller coaster ride, right? This constant thing that we're riding. But it changes, right? And when we can look at it maybe from a different perspective and start asking different questions, right? Like I always say, is, do you want to feel better? And I know a lot of times we tell ourselves lies that if we feel better, then that means that we're forgetting them. And that's just a lie that grief tells us. But just asking ourselves even those really deep questions, right? And then truly seeing about the gift that keeps on giving, which is our grief. And I know that you have felt that if you're listening. I truly know, because I, wherever you're at on your grief journey, like I was that, and I was putting up that fence and putting up those boundaries and this force and like, nope, can't go here, can't go there, can't see this as a gift, can't see this as a blessing, because your heart is broken and you are so shattered. Yes, I've been there too and feel that. But I always say this, ain't no party like an after party, right? I think I did a reel on that. It's like, embrace the after. There's always an after, after a huge grief wave, after, right? After nourishing your body, after nourishing your mind, body, and soul. And the list goes on. So embrace that after. And I promise you guys that there is an after. And the after is what brings the gifts, the gift that keeps on giving, which is grief. And it's a beautiful gift, actually. And now I can see that. And I hope y'all can see that too. So with that, I want to play a song for you, if this will work for me. Since I'm playing it after, I know I usually play it at the beginning. And I hope that you guys really felt my love for you. My love and compassion and just all the feels. I feel it so much. And I really wanted to do this podcast and just help you guys to navigate wherever you're at emotionally on your emotional healing journey. This is important work, the greatest work that we'll ever do. All right, so I'm going to play a song for y'all. And this song is a song that I like to play. And I like to play this. And I always like to say I like to give TED Talks. I like to give TED Talks at the end of my fitness classes. And it's always a song that feels good, but that it also creates us moving forward, like wanting to feel this change inside of us. Because grief changes us, let's just be honest. And if we can truly see it as a gift. So I'm going to play this song for you. And I hope that you feel this. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But I want you to really listen to the words. And I know that we talked a lot about this. So just to sum up the podcast, we talked about what are the gifts of grief that it taught me. And maybe you have some other gifts. Maybe share them with me. And also just feeling worthy enough and being enough to grieve. And just finding that for you and what that looks like. And we also talked about turning the I to we, right? Because I means illness and we means wellness. So with that, y'all, let's listen to this song together.
All of the lies I believed got the better of me. Never thought there could be so much doubt. All the blame and the hate, the self hurt and the heartbreak, a fist that kept holding me down. And I was my own worst enemy. And
we found our way. Here's the gift.
Just as I am, feel right at home anywhere that I stand. Hold out my heart.
Have you ever felt that you hold your heart in your palm of your hand through grief? Yes. Say it.
I am enough.
You are enough.
I am enough for the laughter, the life that I'm after, enough for my wildest dreams. Yeah, cause every flaw from my toe to my jaw is exactly where it's supposed to be. And I know I got something to say. And I'm gonna remind myself every day I'm enough, just as I am.
You are enough, even in your grief. You are enough, even in your trauma. And you have the power. Step into it. Okay, I lied. We're going to listen to all of it. It's so good. We've all been through this storm. Grief is a big storm. Now just let the light come in. Listen to the words. Without your person, you are. Say it to yourself.
All of those lies I believed got the better of me. Never thought there could be so much doubt.
Wow, y'all, all the feels. Thank you so much for being with me here on this podcast and to this deep, deep, deep podcast that we just went into. Of all of the emotions, the feel, the heart. I hope that you felt that. And I hope that this brings you hope and joy and happiness to know that wherever you're at on your grief journey, that you are enough, you're worthy to grieve, and that this is a gift, the gift that keeps on giving, which is grief. I love y'all, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Hey, thanks for listening, sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.